of dishes. The innovative MyWay rack offers the industry's largest third rack capacity, lets you get more dishes clean per load without losing any space on the lower racks. And Bosch is America's quietest dishwasher brand, so you're not even going to know it's running in the background. See the complete lineup of Bosch dishwashers at Apt or call them at 847-544-2228. Apt, pleasing people since 1936.
The Cubs meet the Mets. Time to step right up and beat the Mets. Tuesday Night Baseball tonight at 7 on WGN TV Sports.
Now, is there anyone out there who wants to go fast? Anybody?
I want to go fast.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Anybody on this show work at a grocery store?
I never did.
Andrea Darlis worked at Jewel, didn't she? Didn't she?
She did. Yep. Yes,
Nick,
she did.
Nick, too.
Nick DiGilio, yes.
Nick did?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't marry?
No.
Steve, you work at a grocery store?
No, I did not work at a grocery store.
Me neither. But I tell you what, more than ever before, I appreciate a good bagger.
Oh,
a good
yeah.
bagger makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, yeah. You don't want your soft food smashed and your hard food broken.
And here's cranky old grandpa. One note to Jewel, the corporation. You big shot Jewel execs listening this morning. Need to have training in stores. Tell the kids when their hormones are running on overdrive not to have them flirting with each other while they're checking out Grandpa Steve. Not paying attention, you know, jamming a bunch of stuff in a tiny plastic bag. Yes, I still use plastic that rips on the way to the car because you weren't paying attention because you were hitting on the hot girl that was checking me out. And by that, I mean ringing up my groceries.
Thank you. Yes,
yes, yes. Yes. The reason I bring all this up is we have a fabulous bagger on the phone, an athlete. One Dwayne Campbell joins us now, Iowa's best grocery bagger, the MVPP. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
I hope people understand how important it is to do a good job at bagging. Do you think they do?
I think most of them do, yes. A lot of them don't, though.
What's the key to being a great bagger?
Making sure you don't have any crushables on the bottom and make sure that you build a good bag whenever you're building the bag for the customer so you don't crush anything.
Now, you work at Hy-Vee.
Yes, sir.
Where's your Hy-Vee?
Here in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay. And Hy-Vee Fine Chain. And,
yes, they are.
At the Hy-Vee, do you take time out to hit on the hot girl that you're working with or do you pay attention to my groceries?
I pay attention to your groceries because my wife is standing on my shoulder washing me, so.
Good answer.
Good call by you. How long have you been doing this?
I've been bagging for 9 years. I've been employed with Hy-Vee for 13.
All right, and tell me about the competition. How many people were in it?
There was 15 people at the competition.
And it was at the state fair, right?
Yes, it was at the Iowa State Fair. There's 15 people. There's two rounds. The first round, they... you have a round, you do there, and then they take the top six and move on to the final round from there, and then the final round, you get the winner.
And how many items do you have to put in the bags?
There's 30 everyday grocery items on the table, and you got 3 reusable bags to put them in, and you got to distribute them evenly for your weight distribution throughout the 3 bags.
How long do you have to do it?
As long as it takes you. The quicker you are, the better, though.
And what was your time?
The first round, I did it in 59 seconds, and then the second round of the final round, I did it in 49 seconds.
49 wow. seconds with no crushables on the bottom. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Well, the second time, Dwayne, you knew what you had, right? So it's easier to kind of figure it out?
Yes, it was.
Dave sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I know. And Dwayne's a bit of an engineer because he likens the bagging to building a house. Could you describe that process, Dwayne?
Yeah, so it's a little fun game I like to play with the customers. I just tell them build them a house. And for first, when you build a house, you got to build the walls, which is all the boxes. So you build the boxes around the outside. And then just like a house, next thing you do is you bring in your furniture, which is the little heavy items. You put those in the middle. And then the last one, I like the decor items. And that's all the crushables. And I put those on top. So they got pretty many houses by the time they're ready to leave.
Yeah. And do you prefer paper or plastic?
I prefer plastic, but I like reusable the best.
Yeah. Now, have you ever been tipped?
No, I have not.
Okay, I think you're lying. Dave?
Well, I was going to ask, because we use paper because we use that for our recyclables at home. But sometimes when I ask for paper, I get the kind of the eye roll from the bagger.
Oh, it's another one of these eco hippies.
Mm-hmm. And then they're going to say, double it up, please.
Yeah, I don't ask to double it up, but most of them are. I mean, do you get annoyed when people ask for paper?
No.
Good. Okay.
When you are shopping, do you judge the bagging done to your groceries?
I do, but I don't say anything.
You don't give a tip from the veteran to the young kid who's not doing it right?
I'll give them a little tips here and there, but I like to work with them, too, on those.
Right. That's why Dwayne's bagging camp coming next summer is going to be great for the youngsters. I think you really ought to do that. Dwayne, congratulations on your big win. What'd you win?
I won $500 from the Iowa Grocery Association, and then I get to go to San Diego and compete in the Nationals.
Ooh, wow. Nice. Remember who used to have this all the time? Letterman. Letterman would have the national bagging champ every year because Letterman worked in a grocery store in Indianapolis.
Yep.
So no more Dave, but hopefully you'll get the recognition you so richly deserve. Dwayne, thanks for doing it the right way.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. Hold on. That's Dwayne Campbell.
You know, there ought to be like American Ninja Bagger, where you're not only bagging, but you're doing stunts and different feats of daring while you're bagging.
Like American Ninja Baggers?
That's exactly.
So they're going from obstacle to obstacle while they bag groceries?
That's it. Right. Yeah.
Some people might think that's crazy. I think it's completely logical.
Thank you.
I don't think it has anything to do with the amount of mud you ingested this weekend.
No, no chance.
All right, news time now.
And the news headlines sponsored by Townstone Financial. Here's Steve.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning, everyone. We're going to begin first with an update on the weather. No severe warnings or watches right now, but we're watching some pretty strong thunderstorms that are rolling through the northern suburbs. Right now, Rolling Meadows, over to Arlington Heights, down to Park Ridge, over to Evanston. These storms are moving to the east at 40 miles per hour. Possible dime-sized hail, winds in excess of 40 miles per hour, and some very heavy rainfall. We'll keep monitoring this for you throughout the morning. We'll see another wave of weather later in the day, and some of that could be severe. Governor Rauner is expected to sign a bill today that will remove some of the restrictions on the medical marijuana program here in Illinois. Supporters of the bill say it'll prevent overdose deaths and provide a less addictive treatment for pain relief. Applicants will be no longer fingerprinted, and they won't be submitted for a criminal background check. The Chicago Archdiocese has removed a well-known priest from his position at a church in the city's Hermosa neighborhood. Cardinal Supich announced yesterday that Father Gary Graff is being investigated for allegations of code of conduct violations, including involving a minor. Graff has served at churches in Chicago and in Lake County. Three experts working at the UN's top humanitarian human rights body say the governments of Yemen, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia may have been responsible for war crimes, including rape, torture, disappearances, and deprivation of the right to life during a three-and-a-half-year fighting against rebels in Yemen. In their first report for the Human Rights Council, the experts also note possible crimes by rebel Shiite militia members, which have been fighting the Saudi-led coalition and the government there since 2015. And those are the headlines.
Sports is sponsored by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Cubs had to sweat out a nervous ninth when the Mets loaded the bases with one out, but the bullpen closed it out. The Cubs had their sixth win in a row, 7-4 of the New York Mets. Cubs are season high, 24 over 500 and 4.5 games in front. Cole Hamels pitches tonight on WGN-TV. And the White Sox won in New York, 6-2 over the Yankees. Moncada and Anderson each drove in a pair. Carlos Rodon with his fifth straight win. Game two of the series tonight right here on WGN Radio at 5:30. Kendrys Morales of Toronto looked to tie a major league record with a home run in his eighth straight game. He went 0-for-3, the Orioles over the Jays 7-0. Serena Williams had a successful return to the U.S. Open after missing last year. She won her first-round match, as did defending champ Sloane Stephens. And top men's seed Rafael Nadal advanced when an injury forced his opponent, David Ferrer, to retire in the second set. Manu Ginobili has retired for good after 16 seasons with the San Antonio Spurs. And in hockey, former Blackhawk Troy Brower has a new team, a one-year contract with the Florida Panthers. He last played for Calgary. Panthers are his fifth NHL team. And tickets to hockey's Winter Classic on sale this morning at 10 through Ticketmaster. The Blackhawks will face the Boston Bruins at Notre Dame Stadium on New Year's Day. Single game tickets for the Wildcats matchup with Michigan are sold out. Secure seats for the game by purchasing season tickets, which also include the Cats matchup with Notre Dame. Buy now at NUSports.com.
Go Cats.
On the home of the Blackhawks, the Wildcats, and the White Sox, Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
We had a flood in our kitchen. We really were thinking about remodeling in there and just decided to take the opportunity to actually see about gutting the entire family room at that point.
We are talking today with mega customer Kathy Fulton of Bartlett.
We had been trying to deal with contractors who were not returning calls, weren't showing up. My husband and I were just totally disgusted. He said, you know, I heard this company, Mega Pro, on the radio. He put a phone call in. Literally, we had somebody at our house 2 evenings later. The process with Mega was fabulous. It renewed our faith that we could actually find somebody we could work with. People that were always happy all the time. I never had anybody that wasn't happy coming here to their job. It was just great.
One Mega call does it all.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
Mega. Megapros.com.
One Mega call does it all.
Who knew ADT, a home security company, offers caddy service? On the 18th hole, you get a buzz from your ADT app to check the front doorbell. It's your new 9-iron, delivered safely. The ADT app helps protect your family, home, and packages, but not your golf stroke. So you can keep practicing knowing everything's safe at home. Caddy service, brought to you by ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
As if being a parent of an adolescent weren't hard enough, along comes social media to make everything harder, right? This is Sean Williams. Join me Tuesday, September 25th. Yellow Brick is hosting an open, free discussion for parents. The times, they are a-changin'. They'll address the challenges of parenting these post-millennial adolescents, that young person you know who's 14 or 24, maybe even a little older. You want to raise happy, independent people who are safe and smart and on an upward path, and that takes work. Your challenges include the new social pressures kids face. How do you help them with all of that? And what does this do to your relationship with them? Yellow Brick's doctors and professional staff work every day with adolescents, helping them to launch their lives. They want to hear what you're seeing and hearing and talk to you about what to look for and offer some tools you can use. Sign up now at yellowbrickprogram.com. Tuesday, September 25th at 7 p.m. I'll be there to say hi and introduce you to some really smart, caring people who are going to help you. Go to yellowbrickprogram.com. yellowbrickprogram.com.
Your money on WGN. Futures are pointing toward opening gains in about an hour on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 40 points. NASDAQ futures are up about 0.25%, 21 points. Shares of Sears are up about 17% this morning in the pre-market after the struggling retailer said it will expand its program to install and balance tires for customers who buy those tires at Amazon.com. The ship-to-store program, which kicked off in May at 47 Sears Auto Centers in 8 metropolitan areas, is now available nationwide. Now WGN traffic with Mary.
Very heavy delays with the rain. The app on Eden's 46 minutes, inbound 30. It's an hour and 5 minutes outbound Kennedy to the airport. Hour 20, though, coming in, and an hour 5 from the Eden's 40 in the express. Inbound Ike, both directions, actually, about an hour and 10 minutes between 53 and downtown. Inbound from Mannheim, 45. Accident inbound 55 at Weber in the left lane, causing some huge delays from Renwick now. It's about an hour in from 355. 46 from the Tri-State stall in the inbound Ryan at Canalport. 28 minutes in from 95th. The Bishop Ford slow from 100 and 30th. 57's not bad. 53 is just jammed this morning. Northwest Highway 2, Higgins most of the way. Some northbound delays, 55 to 63rd. Many accidents in the northern suburbs. Also watch for one at Ela Road and Long Grove and in Elgin at Kimball and Lawrence. Lakeshore Drive is a mess through the roadwork zone between Monroe and North Avenue, especially so if northbound before Soldier Field to Monroe, southbound Irving Park to North Avenue. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX. Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Another look at radar this morning. Another developing storm, a pretty strong one, just to the west of the downtown area, moving to the east at about 40. Also, heavy storms impacting places like Northbrook, also Winnetka, Glenview, Arlington Heights, back to Rolling Meadows. These storms are producing potentially small hail and very heavy rainfall as they move to the east at 40 miles per hour today. We're going to see a high near 93, maybe some more storms later in the day that could be severe. I'm Steve Krasanich in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and this is The Stuff That Matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
During the course of the dinner, one of the attendees asked all of us about movies that had made impressions upon their lives and